Hello? Is this thing on? I heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from some Jedi Obi-Wan is a clown. Well, I can believe it. Every single minute. He lied to me when he said he had the high ground. What's up, snitches? It is your boy, Darth Vader. Excuse me, I'm going to go ahead and share this to my master's channel. Why? Because I have access to his secret imperial codes. And I want his silly do-gooder fans, the Z-Pack, or whatever they call themselves, to be able to understand the true power of the dark side. It has been a while, my friends. I have been out of the system, but I am back. Back in black. That was an AC/DC reference, in case you were wondering. I still got it. Okay, let's see here. Share. Where's the share button? Come on, desktop. Okay, share to a page. I will share to a page that I manage. And I happen to manage ZDogg MD's page. Okay, deal with it. Post. This transmission is complete. All right, my friends. It's been a while. It's been a long while. Let's take some comments. That's what Force Friday is about. It's about me letting out my rage by reading your stupid, useless comments. And then loving them. Every minute of them. Let's take a look here. There's a poo emoji. Nothing new there. Very, very clever, people. Jeez. All right. Okay. Why are you wearing your master's lab coat? You! How dare you ask such an insolent question? This is in fact my master's lab coat. Why? Because mine is at the laundromat. Why? Because some idiot bantha, some support bantha that they let come into the emergency department, came in and puked entirely on my white, pristine white robes. So I went into the closet, and when my master wasn't around, I took his coat. And now I am Zubin Damania MD, loser at large. But still my master, so don't tell him I said that, or he gets very violent. You know, it's funny. Everyone's like, Z-Dog, oh, the voice of Hell 3.0. Oh, he's going to change medicine. He can't do anything. Okay? You don't know him like I know him. He's evil. He's dark side for life. He just uses me to do his dirty work. All right? And do I get paid? Not a shekel. By the way, a shekel is not approved imperial currency. Okay, it is the credit, the imperial credit, but I use shekel because I'm old school and also partially Jewish. All right, here we go. Kyle O'Connor says, I feel a disturbance in the force. I'm going to give you a hint. That's me. Shh, don't tell anyone. Okay, I'm very powerful. I was conceived by the force and have hella midichlorians, bro. All right, more. Avascular necrosis in the ankle, Sandra Gonsman. Do I look like an orthopedic surgeon? Okay. Do I have a yacht? Do I pilot a small craft? No, I don't. What am I going to know about your avascular necrosis? Do you have diabetes? Is there some other reason? Are you on high dose steroids? That's what I would. Do you have some kind of Charcot's joints? You tell me that, and then I will answer. It's not even a question. You're just giving me words. Why are you telling me words? I'm very sorry you are suffering, but not really, because I'm Darkseid. Let's see. Fire medics are the last of the Jedi. Brandon Edward. Yes, the West is burning. And the medics are on the front line, putting their lives at risk. For what? For bears? For squirrels? For three-toed sloths? For that little chap from Madagascar who speaks with the Indian accent, even though he's from Madagascar and has no business using an Indian accent? Is that who you're trying to protect? Pretty tough, tough guy. Pretty tough. Also, I got love for the fire medics. Let's see. Hey, Doc, thanks for the laughs, says Christina Shackelford. What do I do about my lone pain hematuria? See your doctor. Do I look like your doctor? If I do, You have many more issues than hematuria. You have issues with needing to find a doctor that isn't fictional. Am I right? Shekels. Was Yoda on the keto diet? Ken Hanna. Yoda couldn't handle the keto diet. Many people don't understand. Yoda had a serious eating disorder. You know, on the outside,
so strong with the force am I. Try, do not try, do not do. Cannot get your ship out.
That's what the world saw, okay? What did us on the front lines? I worked with that little bastard for a long time. He would eat till he was sick, and then he would disappear into the Jedi bathroom in the temple, and then he'd come out, and he would say,
go in there, you must not.
Trying to make it seem that he had dropped some kind of Cleveland steamer, whereas in fact, you know, he was just... That's what Yoda did to stay so lithe. You know, when he was fighting Palpatine, he was flying through the air. Why? Because his potassium was one. If you look at his teeth, look at his teeth. Look at it. Look at them. They have the etchings of acid burns. Okay, Yoda needed help. Okay? He didn't need to go into exile. He needed to go to therapy. He needed to respect the idea that he had a dysfunctional relationship with himself and therefore with food as a proxy. Okay, I'm not a therapist. Okay? Which, by the way, is pronounced therapist. Lots of sand in California. Philip Cott. Well, Philip, that's why I'm not in California, am I? That's why I'm in Las Vegas. Wait a minute. Never mind. Those biscuits, though. Christy Rice. Way to quote. I like that. Very self-referential. Well done, Christy. Let's see. Lee Ting Sudano. That sounds like a bounty hunter to me. What would Vader do if admin asks you to see a patient who is 45 minutes late because they won't fire the front desk person who is always late and can't check them in on time? LOL. It sounds like you guys have some interdepartmental squabbles. Seems like the front desk person may not be showing up. Maybe a little, I don't know, a little FMLA abuse. Maybe a little bit of... I'm going to take a mental health day, which means I'm going to sit at home and play my PlayStation. I'm going to play Lego Star Wars all day because I need a little me time. And what happens? The patients are suffering, but not just the patients, the rest of the team. Jar Jar was notorious for this. He was the loudest person in residency. We need more days off. We need time. We're burning out. And then what happens? You find him at Marie Callender's eating a cake when he's supposed to be sick. And then you ask him, why are you in Marie Callender's eating a cake, which is ironic because it's a pie place. And he would say, me's have a comfort food. That's when it comes to blows. All right. Because I'm covering his ass and he's at Marie Callender's. You know, I could have been at Marie Callender's. Why am I covering for his shift? Don't get me started on Marie Callender's, by the way, those pies, though. When charting for a patient that has pus from an injury, how do you write that as an adjective? Could you spell it, Ryan Daniels? Yes, Ryan, it's spelled pussy. Is that what you're getting at? It's a pussy discharge if there's pus out of a wound. That's how it's written and pronounced. So next time you're on rounds, you just go ahead and say that to the attending physician and watch him light up. Be so excited that you use the correct pronunciation. All my Padawans, please. Say pussy discharge next time you're rounding. You know I'm right. I give you black pearls of wisdom. Boba Fett wants a refund. His teeth still hurts. Eric Overshine. Okay, don't get me started on Fett. All right, he's the basis of the clone army, i.e. the stormtroopers. And I tell you, it's like they took his defects and magnified them throughout the entire force. Now I got to deal with bad targeting. These guys can't hit a freaking piñata with their eyes open. By the way, I've been wanting to have a big Cinco de Mayo party when it's not the 5th of May. Just to kind of go against stereotype, you know? Like it's August 10th and you're like... And you have a big piñata of a Death Star, and you make it go boom, and all these little whistling Jar Jars come flying out. I'm just saying, I'm just spitballing here, but I think it's important. Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from a friend who... Heard it from some Jedi. Obi-Wan is a clown. Okay, what do we have here? Q.P. Drake III. Wow, Hugh, not pretentious at all. And you have Oh, Q.P. Drake. How clever of you. How original. Your avatar is Einstein sticking his tongue out. No one's done that before, bro. What do you do on the dark side if you're planning for the holidays? All right, first of all, the dark side don't get a holiday. We're on 24/7, 365, all year round. But I like Thanksgiving because Luke and Leia come by and we slaughter a bantha and we roast it. And there's a whole tradition where Luke opens it up with his lightsaber and all the guts come out like the tauntaun that Han did. It's kind of a thing that we do. And we sing dark side hymns, and Leia, who has never been tempted by the dark side, because, you know, she's just better than us. Luke was tempted. I wasn't just tempted, I fell to the dark side. But, you know, she's never, no, I'm perfect, I'm the leader of the rebellion, I can survive in the vacuum of space, Daddy. I guess I'm better than you, Whatever. You're not better than me, no one's better than me, all right? I have learned through therapy for years to love myself, okay? As I love my neighbor, which is not at all. I hate my neighbor, Bob. This guy, all right, listen. I'm coming off a shift. I've been doing nights, all right? I come in, and there he decides that morning, I'm going to mow my lawn, and you know what? I'm not going to hire gardeners. I'm going to leaf blow myself, which means I can take 20 times the amount of time a professional leaf blower would take to blow the leaves. And he's got one of those whack electric leaf blowers. I'm like, oh, you're so green. It's only going to take like 20 tons of coal to generate the power that you take using 3 hours to blow your lawn. And I'm trying to sleep. I'm doing the Lord's work, all right? The Dark Lord's work. You're blowing. You're just blowing. You blow, Bob. You hear me? All right, what do we have here? There's some really terrible comments. You people, Chewbacca was on the keto diet. That explains the hirsutism. One of the side effects of a pure fat, beta hydroxybutyrate producing situation is you. That's the keto scream, we used to call it. Nobody called it that. Omnivorous or vegan, Rebecca Taylor says. I consider myself a flexitarian, which means I eat whatever I want, and then I flex afterwards and go, bro, have I been lifting? Yes, I have. Look at me. Ripped. I eat whatever I want, and I want whatever I eat. How do you cure mesothelioma, Dakota Maya McCool? I was told NyQuil, but I want a second opinion. Can you help? I'm so glad you asked. Do you or a loved one suffer from mesothelioma? Please call 1-800-RIP-OFF-LAWYER. That's 1-800-RIP-OFF-LAWYER. I hate lawyers, except for a couple. There are a couple that are very cool, and they back up doctors, but they also are not crazy. They don't back up evil doctors, except for me, because I'm evil. All right, what do we have here? You can't even Palpatine the dorsalis pedis pulse, smiley face, Joseph George. Okay, Joseph George, what's up with two first names? If you're going to go with a George in your name, you could have been slick like George Michael. Instead, it's Joseph George. It sounds like somebody who would have founded a religion. Like, yes, ever since Joseph George found the sacred golden plates, saying that the emperor actually visited North America in prehistoric times, the religion has spread to the Utah system where, no, Joseph George, I did not Palpatine the dorsalis pedis pulse. Why? Because I don't do a physical exam. Because it's dumb. I pan scan everything. The physical exam is dead. All right, just like Obi-Wan. Sliced in half. Didn't even come back as a ghost. Palpatine. What do we have here? That poor Yoda says top fan, Tara Bleakney. How did you become a top fan if you feel bad for Yoda? Aren't you my top fan? Why would you feel bad for Yoda? Now I'm starting to question giving you the badge. Aren't I? Maybe you should reconsider
who you feel bad for. Little Annie Skywalker, whose mother was killed by sand people, whose wife died in childbirth, whose children were raised without him. Or Yoda, a little green bitch with an eating disorder. You tell me. Top fan. Vince Vaden, I think I'm your son. Mom changed the last letter of our name to fool you. Vaden. Okay, Vince, I'm going to be honest with you. There's a 97% chance that you are insane. But it's that 3% that really, really throws me for a loop. Because the chance that I might have a child named Vince Vader, is, it's really cool. It's almost too much to handle right now. Vince Vader. Vince, I am your father. Sorry, I can't take it seriously, Vince. Anyways, call me back when you get the paternity test, because Vince Vader. Okay, more comments. What do we have? Where are we? Ooh, no, troponins. I don't want to. Does a dog licking a wound count as cleaning? Laura Stewart Jenkins. It does if you live in a galactic trailer park and don't have access to Betadine or emergency services, then yes, by all means, have Paco, your emotional support pug, lick your wound and see what happens. I lost 3 appendages, courtesy of Obi-Wan. You can lose more, courtesy of Paco. Okay, my computer just died and my birthday is 3 days away. FML, Sammy Judd. Okay, first of all, Sammy, who has a computer these days? We have these portable devices. You may have heard of them. iPads, iPhones, and the like. Maybe you should get into the 21st century, computer boy. That's what I would consider. Happy birthday, by the way, Sammy. Should I sing to you? No, I won't. Because I'm evil. I won't sing to you. Let's see. Let's scroll down now. I want to get some later comments. How's the boss, Palpatine? Abinadi James Devere Hoffling. Well, he's better off than you with so many names, I'll tell you that. He's just Emperor Palpatine. That's it. You're what are you again? Pickles McGillicuddy Jones Souffle the Third? He's fine. I don't love a hoe. Do you have a brother? I think my dad might be your brother. His ringtone on my phone is the Imperial Death March. Okay, you added the word death to Imperial March. And just because you add a word does not make it correct. It is not the Imperial Death March. It is the Imperial March. And adding death is a kind of, is an insult. Nobody died listening to the march. Nobody died making the march. Many Bothans died bringing the march to us, but that is a whole nother subject and for a different day. All right, if you cross, what, oh gosh, no, I'm not reading that. Sith can't parallel park, just saying. Michael Levant, we don't need to parallel park, okay, brother? We just leave the TIE fighter wherever we want. We don't try to fit it in. I just blow up whatever car's there and throw the damn thing down. Ain't got time for them hoes. Somebody's graduating nursing in a couple of days. Where is this nonsense? Oh, Tasha Benson. I graduate nursing school in 7 days. Hey, Tasha. You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy than your first job out of nursing school. You will be like, why did I do this? No! So congratulations and welcome to the dark side. Congrats, seriously. That's awesome. I love it. My son is your biggest fan. He is so excited. His name is Liam. Can you say hi to him, please? Candace Rudney. Oh, Liam. Of course, Liam. How are you? You are my number one fan. And your name backwards is Mile. Isn't that interesting? I bet, Liam, no one has told you this, that Mile, M-A-I-L. So, Darkseid, I hereby anoint you, Liam, Darth Mile, and forever our destinies shall be intertwined. Now tonight you shall have nightmares about your favorite character, and you're welcome, Mom. You're welcome. I love you, Liam. Thanks for being a fan. My girlfriend doubts the power of the dark side. She's begging for a lightsaber-related injury right now. Listen, I don't believe in domestic violence with lightsabers. I believe in old-fashioned fisticuffs, where the woman just kicks the man's buttocks, soundly and definitively. Do you ever get your QCLs done, Shannon LeClaire? No. What about hemorrhoids? What about my hemorrhoids, Garth Brooks? John Lapicola. Why are you calling me Darth Brooks? Darth Brooks? That just came out right. I mean Garth Brooks. Why? Is it because the thunder rolls and the lightsaber strikes? Dum, dum, dum. Another day on the dark side, right? That sounds nothing like Garth Brooks, see? Darth Brooks. He's sick today. If you say hi, he'll be so excited. Candace, I'm sorry you're sick, Darth Meal. I hope you feel better. All right, scroll on down. If one has a pain score of 13 out of 10, is it the standard of care to impale said individual with a lightsaber asking for a friend? And what is the CPT code for that? Kathy McDowell Robbins. 13 out of 10 is a rather high score. And impaling with a lightsaber doesn't solve the problem. The problem is we treat pain as a vital sign. We should care about our patient's experience and treat their pain. But the constant quantification of a subjective term, I have trouble with that. And the fact that people will game the system because they are suffering from the disease of addiction. And yes, it is a disease. It is a choice to have a disease. That's what it is. All right, what do we have here? Are you going to be the doctor for the Space Force? Betty Duquette Viscuso. Sorry, I just think the term Space Force. Listen, Emperor Trump, I'm a fan because he's going to build a Space Force and I'm just going to laugh it out of the sky with my TIE fighter. Like, you don't call it a Space Force, right? You need something more sophisticated. Like, let me see. If it were Japanese anime and it's in space, which is a vacuum, you could call it Vacuum Cold Void Gundam Force Alpha. Now that is worth my taxpayer dollars, not Space Force. I would use my taxpayer dollars for Vacuum Void Gundam Force Alpha, assuming they can transform into a robot with a blazing sword. I think that's definitely worth it. You know who was my favorite? Mumra from the Thundercats. That cat knew his evil. You know, it was never a doubt that was he good, was he evil? No, he was 100% evil. You know, and when he had to transform, he was just like, ancient spirits of evil, transform this decayed body into Mumra, the ever living. And the music would be like, and he'd be like, bandages flying everywhere. That's my kind of evil right there. All right. Does HR ever have an issue with you force choking your insubordinates, David Wagner? No, we've come to an understanding at last. You know, I said, listen, we can continue to allow insufferable incompetence among the younglings, the trainees, or we could impose some order. I was brought to life by the Force, conceived by the Force, to bring balance to it. And that involves Force choking a bitch whenever possible. Sorry, Liam. I know you're a youngling and you're sick. I didn't mean to curse. Darth Mail would know. Anyways, it has been real. I wish I could say it was fun. But it was actually fun for me. Anyways, do me a favor. Leave a comment. Hit share. Another thing you can do that will make my master happy is subscribe to his new beta testing for the price of a latte
you can have backstage passes to me and other dark side videos that are not released to the public. So if you are a super fan, this is the way to get the uncensored Krizap, where I don't say Krizap, all right? I love you. I don't love you. I hate myself. Deal with it. We out.